Phil Davidson, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Regional Salmon Management Coordinator, says pinks so far have been scarce.
It's been a desert out there for pink salmon. It's been the weakest year that I've experienced in my career since 91. And we're just not seeing many pinks this year at all. They're starting to show up a little bit in parts of the region, but overall picture is looking pretty bleak.
Fish and Game forecast a below-average harvest of 19 million pinks going into the season. Davidson says it's too early to say whether the fleet will be on track for that forecast. Fish and Game has several test fisheries around the region and also monitors pink numbers from various commercial openings around southeast. He says early returns have not shown any strong numbers. However, he says there are a few bright spots with some pinks showing up along the mainland in the Ketchikan area and south of Wrangell. Nevertheless, he says the department will have to manage the run conservatively.
We managed to achieve the escapements in order to take care of future years, and we can't. The department's first job is to make sure that the streams have adequate escapement, and so if we don't see that happening, some areas are not gonna be opened. So it's we'll just take it step by step and be cautious with this run, and hopefully we'll start to see some strengthening returns in the next few weeks.
A total of 177 seine boats were out fishing in mid-July, the same number at this time last year. 122 of those, or more than two-thirds of the active fleet, focused on hatchery chum returns to Hidden Falls on eastern Baranof Island in the middle of the month. The saving grace for the fleet so far have been the hatchery chum returns. Fish and Game's Davidson says in the northern part of the region, gill netters have also seen some strong catches of returns to Douglas Island pink and chum release sites.
Despite the poor performance of pink salmon that we've just talked about, the hatchery chum salmon runs have been fairly strong and prices are fairly good. So the fleet is actually making money right now, and that's a good thing. So this is how it is supposed to work with enhancement, is it would help fill in the gaps and even out the fishing economy.
Around Hidden Falls, the seine fleet totaled 351,000 chums for a July 13th weekend opening, an average of around 2,800 chums per boat. The Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association operates the Hidden Falls hatchery, and operations manager Steve Reifenstuhl says they're on schedule for this season's forecast of about 2 million chums, close to a 15-year average for the nonprofit hatchery. Combined cost recovery, broodstock, and common property catches as of the middle of the month totaled 1.4 million chum. He says he's not seen anything like this year's return.
The fish are very bright. The meat color, hearing from the processors, is still 80% red meat. And because of that, suggests to me the physiology of the fish hasn't triggered so that they are very interested in getting in close to fresh water.
Hatchery staff have had to go further afield to catch returning chums for broodstock and have caught just over half of what they need for future releases. Reifenstuhl says the peak of the run has passed.
And so we got smaller and smaller portions of the pie left. Each time there's a fishery, takes a slice of that pie, leaving less for broodstock. And with their behavior, my concern is that, they're just not coming in the bay, and we've got fewer fish left to deal with.
Broodstock concerns could mean future closures or restrictions for the fleet around Hidden Falls. Prices for chums have been high this year, reaching as high as 60 to 75 cents a pound this summer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.